Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Bridget from Illinois is on the line and has a question about insulation. Tell us what you currently have, or do you just have nothing?
I don't know if my walls are insulated. I have a one-story house, and it has cedar siding.
Okay.
I wanted to know what's the best way to insulate it, and how can I tell if there's insulation in there already?
Well, an easy way to tell is to take the cover plate off of an electrical outlet, and with a light, you can usually look to the left or to the right of the outlet into the stud bay itself and see what kind of insulation is in there. How old is your house, Bridget?
It was built around 1965.
Well, it typically would have fiberglass insulation in those walls, though. That's not terribly old.
Okay. Thank you. That was my question.
All right,
and
Bridget.
If it doesn't have insulation, what should I do?
Well, in a 1965 house, the first thing we would tell you to do is to look in the attic, because that's where you're having the most heat loss. So you want to add 19 to 22 inches of insulation in the attic first. After that, you would take a look at the floors and over the unheated space and insulate those. And then thirdly, you could look at the walls, but the walls would have to be done by blown-in insulation. Although I tell you, it would be very unusual for a 1965 house
to
not
have
any
insulation.
However, it would be typical for a 1965 house to have not enough insulation in the attic space.
Okay, well, that's for our check first then. Thank you.
All right. Good luck, Bridget. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. I bet she's cold in Champaign, Illinois.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.